leluwe lo pe gbajo le we ko ko si bonogo si asisu bonogo bonogo si asisu bonogo no 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 leluwe lo pe gbajo le we ko ko si.
Up.
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
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 That's Cole's notes. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. Got a special show today because of a special guest, my baby boo, Jay Bird.
Hello.
Hello. Are you saying hi to me or them?
To you.
Okay, hi. Not to the people.
Absolutely not.
All right. We're going to kick it off with... 7 year bitch. This is the scratch. Maybe earmuffs on this one for the kiddies. Here we go. 101.5 UMFM. Cole's notes.
I want it. Give it to me. I love it. See you.
Make us
You didn't say anything. Oh, baby. Why don't you talk to me? Oh, baby. You didn't say anything.
All that glitters is not gold. All that glitters is not gold. All that glitters is not gold. All that glitters is not gold.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeedy do. Not cool. That's not cool to say after playing a blistering punk set.
It was deadly.
That was La Tigra, the Empty from their debut record. Before that, Babes in Toyland, Bruise Violet. That's track one from Fontenelle. Before that, The Gets, Insecurities from Frenching the Bully. I picked that record up at Frenchie's.
Frenchies.
Like a week ago, or a couple weeks maybe. And it's so good.
Winnipeg's new secret weapon.
Frenchies.
They're not that new, but...
It's not that new. No, it's a great record store, though.
It's
I feel
world
like I
class,
shout
I would say.
Them out all the time on this show, but
yeah,
it's just,
and
it's very
it's just
good.
Like, just shut them out forever.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Before that was 7 Year Bitch. That track was called The Scratch from the record Viva Zapata, which is dedicated... to the lead singer of The Gets after she was brutally murdered in 1993, which is sucks. Rest in peace. Coming up, we have... This is interesting. Some Flying Nun.
Oh, good.
From like 88, I think. The Look Blue, Go Purple. And I thought, you know, no one knows. I don't know. I don't know any record labels in and out, but I've been a big Flying Nun fan for a long time, and I never knew this band, and I really, really, really like it. So Look Blue, Go Purple. This I Don't Want You Anyway. 115 UMFM.
Yep.
I don't.
right.
All right.
That was Sunday Painters. That's kind of a super group that is unfortunately not around anymore because it was members of all bands that you know I love here. All three of my regular listeners know that I like The Bats, The Clean, Tall Dwarves, and Toy Love. And it was made up of members of all those bands. Bit of a super group. So when Hamish Kilgore, who from The Clean, who passed, he passed away and the band kind of stopped doing their thing. But great band. Great record.
Really good.
Self-titled album. Before that, Electrolane, Tram 21 from No Shouts, No Calls. I used to have that record.
Cole lent me that record an arguable amount of time ago, like at least five up to
whatever,
up to 7 years ago.
It's not my fault that I'm forgetful. That's you gotta be.
No, no, it's not at all. You're right. I have it. It is with me. It's currently. If Ariane, who is listening, could probably look at our record shelf and see the Electrolane record, that is Cole's. So shouts out to Ariane in Montreal.
Shout out.
little sweetie. If you see the Electrolane record, put it aside so I can ship it back to Cole because he told me today that he is looking for it every day.
Well, let's make sure. Let's make sure. I'll check through my collection.
No, no, no. I have it.
Okay.
I do. I noted that I still have it as recently as 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Before that, The Breeders, So Sad About Us. That's a cover of the band The Who.
It is significantly better than the Who version of that song.
I love the original, but I agree. I like The Breeders.
I also like that The Who song, but the Breeders version is unbelievable. It's the first time I ever heard it.
And it does sound more like Flying Nun, which is why I put it in that set. Yeah. Now, only two of those songs were New Zealand, but The Breeders, So Sad About Us, from the Safari EP, but they do a ton of great covers, especially from that era. They've got Hank Williams, I think maybe even on that same EP, but I don't know. And then they did Sebado cover.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Which apparently Jay Maskus was in the studio with them when they recorded
that. So good.
Because it's just it's the Freed Pig. It's a song about how much of a dick Jay Maskus is.
That's so good.
But he was like he was there to lay down some guitar on
that's
that.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, I know, right?
That's such a good piece of lore.
Yeah.
I did not know about that.
It's in the liner notes of the Last Splash Deluxe Edition.
It's like, hey, this guy sucks. Hey, we're going to cover this song. You want to rip some guitar out about on the song about how much you're in it?
I don't think
piece
he played
of garbage.
On it, to be fair. I think he was like, no, I'll sit this one out. Before that, look Blue, Go Purple. I Don't Want You Anyway.
That was my first time ever hearing that band, and it blew me away. And
right?
I'm going to listen to that whole little compilation record that they have on Apple Music. That's going to be my personality for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so good.
Coming up, we got Pyle, The Soft Hands of Stephen Miller.
Excellent.
I just saw Pyle on Monday.
I'm so jealous.
We're going to hear McCluskey after. I know all three of my regular listeners are tired of Pyle and McCluskey on this show. But
how could you be tired of Pyle and McCluskey?
That's what I'm always saying. But I saw Pyle on Monday, and they ended their set with this song. And I'm sure that they thought that, you know, this song would have aged out of relevance by now. But unfortunately, it has not.
Dear listener, Cole is currently wearing a Pyle shirt, so he's doing the double duty, double dipping, maybe a little bit.
I'm something of a fan.
I'm something of a Pyle fan myself, actually.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's fine.
Let's hear it. Soft Hands of Stephen.
Let's do it.
Tone's about to take a turn.
Tone.
Best is to you, and I turn to you, I turn to you, for if I'm caught, if I'm caught, if I'm caught, I know I've lost, I know I'd be caught. Touch, I surrender my arms to the bed and all the men of light. Those are possibly swayed and souls I love to stop the abyss. I got drunk off your wine until it crawls from my lips. And if my eyes betray my soul in the final end, so let me shine. Oh, so let me shine.
Wowee.
Ay, ay, ay.
That was Prostitute. That was Body Meat from... The song is Body Meat from Attempted Murder. Before that, USA Nails, Feel Worse. Title track from the record that is called Feel Worse. Before that, McCleskey, Fan Learning Difficulties from their mini EP that they... Or mini album slash EP that they put out. I sure am getting sick of this bowling alley. It's very good. I tell you, I love McCleskey.
Yeah, they're so good. I have to say that that Prostitute album is like one of the most like singular albums I've heard in a very, very long time.
It's just bloody lovely.
It's bloody lovely, mate.
Yeah, no, huge fan. It's incredible.
It's crazy.
It's like very punishingly heavy at times and just... Yeah.
And like dreadful.
Yeah, it's very...
It's very anxious.
Yes, there's some some crazy lyrics in that one.
Truly unbelievable.
Yeah. Before that was Pile, The Soft Hands of Stephen Miller from Green and Gray.
Perfect. Perfect song.
Coming up, I got a track from the new Star Moles record. It's called The End. and I think it's quite pretty. And then Wendy Eisenberg, which I know you're a,
ooh,
a fan.
Oh, this from the new record?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
I've been crushing this record. It's so pretty.
And they're really good. Like, they're like a jazz record they put out, I think, last year?
Yeah. I think it was like late 2024.
It's like really excellent, but like this is nice because it's an indie rock record.
It's an indie rock record with so much like virtuosoism that doesn't feel pretentious, which is very nice.
And they're like the songwriter and lead guitarist for Editrix, for those at home, which you know I play like every second week on this show. So today I'm taking an Editrix break to play Wendy Eisenberg. And I think I played Editrix last week, so it makes sense.
Yeah, just do the soft version of Editrix.
Yeah, it's a soft Editrix.
Yeah.
But it goes hard. It's soft Editrix, but it goes hard.
You're listening to Cole's Notes.
If I put my shirt on backwards one more time, I swear this will be the darkest Tuesday in a thousand years. Beloved leader, turn the key. No more seers left to see. It was all clearly.
Green umber earrings.
Wowie.
That's a crazy, crazy, crazy song.
Crazy song, crazy record.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's Richard Dawson, Boxing Day Sales from End of the Middle. Before that, Wendy Eisenberg, The Ultra World.
That's the revelation that you gave me that Wendy Eisenberg is from Editrix.
Yeah, I blew your mind.
Literally, like, as you're introducing, I was just like, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
I should have known.
Well,
didn't know. Obsessed with both.
They were a very accomplished, like, jazz player in certain circles, like, before Editrix.
Yeah.
And Editrix was, like, a step away from that, I think, for them. So it was like this...
Because they also play in, like currently in, like, a pretty big deal, like, jazz guitar band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Wendy... It's I think it's... is it still self...
It's like a... There's, like, a quartet or something.
I think it's still
in.
Self...
No.
The big one that I'm thinking of is self-titled. It's a, that record that came out was called Viewfinder. That's like the big jazz record that I know. But you're saying there's another.
But like they are a guitar player in like someone else's self-titled like jazz quartet, I think.
It's a very
unbelievable
intermixed community.
Yeah. And then Editrix comes out of that, which is like, that's crazy.
I love Editrix.
I...
Go home and listen to Editrix. Put on Chelsea and see if it doesn't blow your mind.
Yeah.
I queued up this this track that you want to play.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Jordan's coming into town, and they were like, oh, do you want to do your show? I'll come on the show. In which case, like, I would have been like, oh, yeah, make some sets, and we'll do it, and we'll share the limelight, so to speak. But I was like, no, I'll skip the show. I'll put on a repeat and we'll just hang out because we should hang. And then my friend RJ was like, oh, I'm actually going to be at the university on Friday if you want to grab beer. And I was like, that would be good because Jordan and RJ, they would gel. They would get along.
Yeah, we never met.
And I was like, you know what? Also, I shouldn't skip the show. Like, I kind of skipped a lot lately.
And I was honestly a little bit sad when you told me, like, maybe we'll skip the show. And I was like, yeah, totally. That's fine. Yeah, we can hang. Yeah. But, like, I love being on the show. It's been, like, a couple years since I've been on the show.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of crazy to think of, actually.
But so then I just made a whole show because it was last night at midnight. And so I didn't like, so you had no time to make sense.
Yeah, no,
obviously.
Nothing at all.
So now I feel, but then now guess what? RJ's not here.
Yeah. RJ's not here?
No!
That's so funny. Okay, but also, we were going to play the Robber Robber song.
We're going to play the Robber.
Unbelievable. I think, okay. Listen,
talk to me.
Listen to me, everyone, all three of you that are listening, and one of three in Winnipeg, maybe one in Montreal. Right
now. We've got Arien.
We've got Arien listening right now from Montreal. This Robber Robber track is the first song on their new record. They're a Burlington, Vermont band that I've been like kind of paying attention to for the last couple of years. I like them. They've always put out like pretty fun stuff, but then they released a new record last week. This is the first song from their new album, and it front to bottom is a perfect record to me. It's
front to bottom.
Yeah, I was thinking front bottoms. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, top to bottom. As of this exact moment, this new Robber Robber record is my album of the year right now. If we ended the year today, this would be number one.
Do you want to know what mine is?
What is it?
I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't know.
I wanted to know so bad.
Well, I don't really know. Let me go into my library here. Okay, best record of the year so far. What do we got? Looks like I've been listening to mostly stuff that came out other years.
Okay, this rubber...
No! Wrong.
Ah.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
Well, what about that Grace Ives record?
I love that Grace Ives record.
Yeah.
And the new Avalon Emerson.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I'm about to like this a lot.
You're going to like this whole record front to bottom.
This is going to play us out.
The record is called Two Wheels Move the Soul. It's by Robber Robber. They're from Burlington, Vermont. They're so cool. This song is called The Sound It Made, and it is deadly.
You know what this reminds me of is the Kids Bop version of ABC. A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
That's it. That's
it. Did you know they did a Kids Bop version?
I can't even believe that that exists. But yes, I did. I do know about this, and it's so good that it exists.
It doesn't sound like that. I'm just killing time because this is going to play us out.
It's a 2.5 minute song.
Well, I know, but I got to start Michael's show right after. Okay, bye,
bye,
everyone. Thank you.
String releases their album, An Ocean Laced with Glass, alongside Paradise on Fire, releasing their second album, The World Outside.
They will be joined alongside Sleepless and Indigo to create the ultimate rock night.
If you're interested in tickets, because obviously, why wouldn't you be? They're on sale right now, $15 a pop. You can buy them online at the Park Theater's website or in person. Contact any one of the bands or someone in the bands. Buy your tickets, show up, have a great night. Buy some merch. Please remember to bring pants. It's a great sign. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a good time.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts.